You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
As we have been discussing for a while, the Oakland Athletics are clearly looking toward next season as they finish out this one, and they do have some bright spots that have emerged as players who might be able to help down the road. Let's talk about that with Jane Lee. I am Allison Fetter. Jane, Jarrell Cotton. Okay, so if I have this right, he came close to a perfect game for AAA not long ago, which perked up Bob Melvin's ears and eyes very much. And then he came up and he had like a really good debut, right? So this is a good sign for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, he came up when he was traded from the Dodgers. He was part of that deal that sent Josh Reddick and Rich Hill to the Dodgers. He was one of three pitchers that came over. And the game where he was two outs from the perfect game, that was actually his first in the A's organization. He's pitching for AAA and, clearly quickly impressed and kept pitching well. And so they kind of had always eyed, you know, September being a good time to bring him up since they're, you know, really focusing on the future right now, trying to get a look at some of these young guys. So they brought him and Raul Alcantara up this week. And Alcantara had a pretty shaky debut on Monday. But Cotton, I mean, you know, you watch these guys come up and you really don't expect a whole heck of a lot in their first outing just because, you know, you have to assume there's so many nerves involved, you know, and Cotton, it didn't appear like he had any. And he even said the day before, he's like, you know what, I'm pretty calm out there. I should be okay. And he was. I mean, he was more than okay. He was really, really good. And I think, you know, it's not only important from, you know, an organizational standpoint of, hey, look at this talent, but you look at the way the A season has been going and you kind of are looking for any bright spot you can get. So to see him pitch well, you know, obviously made them happy, but I think, you know, it provides a little bit of jolt in the clubhouse when they're going through such a trying time as the season's been for them.
Yeah, I mean, we do probably should recognize the fact that the organization as a whole, and maybe I'm being presumptuous because I'm not paying like the closest attention to every single transaction that is made, but it seems like they do have, and they have to, and they always have, a pretty good track record when it comes to making these kinds of deals, bringing in the young talent. We understand, you know, what kind of organization this will always have to be in replenishing things. And they do. I mean, they've done a pretty good job in bringing in quality players that end up working out for a lot of these veterans that they trade away. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, especially with pitching, they're so good at identifying, you know, young pitching and old pitching, too. I mean, you look at the guys on their roster right now, you know, from Jarrell Cotton, you know, you could talk about Zach Neale, and even a guy like Chris Smith, who was out of the big leagues for 6 years, comes up and, you know, comes to an organization where he knows that if he performs well, he's going to get an opportunity. You know, there's so many of those guys roaming around, and it's really kind of just, you know, finding a place that will give you an opportunity, and the A's are known for that, and I think that's why a lot of you know, players flock here because they are so well known for that. And, you know, they don't really, you know, care too much about your track record. If you're pitching well at the moment, you know, they're going to give you your opportunity. And I think Jarrell was a little surprised at maybe at how quickly, you know, he got it with the A's just because, you know, he admitted he just kept, he kept looking, you know, up at the Dodgers and trying to find, you know, when his time would come, and didn't think it would come very quickly. And the A's, of course, not only wanted to give him that opportunity, but had the need. I mean, their rotation's just been absolutely decimated by injuries this year. So, yeah, definitely a fair assessment. And I think it's known, you know, not just, you know, within the organization, but, you know, in the clubhouse. I mean, a lot of players talk about that all the time.
So moving on to another young and up-and-comer that they got a good trade deadline deal, Sean Manaea. So he's nearing a return. He's been out since the end of August. So upper back strain. Is he on his way back?
Yeah, it was pretty minor. And so they are expecting him back fairly soon. And when they do bring him back, I believe they're going to go to a six-man rotation just because, you know, they have so many young pitchers. They want to keep an eye on, you know, their innings, guys like Daniel Mingden who have thrown a lot more this year than ever before, and Manaea too. But just given all the injuries that they have gone through, I think, you know, it's a nice little boost when knowing that they can get at least one of those guys back. It's because there are several others, Andrew Triggs, probably Sonny Gray too, who will not be back this season.
So they, looking at the rest of their schedule, they, you know, playing spoiler is a, I don't know, it's a, like a consolation prize. But it is kind of fun. And they are in the position they could do that a little bit. Now, they play the Rangers, so that's, I mean, that this race is over in the AL West, so you can't spoil a lot for the Rangers. But they do go to Kansas City. They're home against the Astros. So, you know, there's enough veteran guys on this team that sort of understand that that's something that you should be at least taking a little bit of pride in, right, is trying to mess things up for teams that want to get to the playoffs when you can't be in the playoffs. Is that something that's in the minds of major leaguers?
Yeah, they do. And I think they also, I mean, they just take pride in the, in, you know, beating teams that, you know, are playoff bound. You know, they still want to win as many games as possible. And also there's so many young guys up, you know, they really don't know any better. They haven't experienced the whole of a pretty disappointing season. So they're just up, you know, trying to impress. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, really, you look at this, the stretch here recently where they won a couple games, and it's been a lot of the young guys contributing, you know, beyond the pitching drill yesterday. I mean, Ryan Healy, Joey Wendell, a lot of young bats that are doing good things for them, and that's exactly why they, you know, wanted to kind of experiment these last couple months with some of their young players, you know, see what they have. And I know guys talk about it all the time. Often, you know, a lot of the more successful teams maybe are filled with, you know, you want to say young and dumb, but that's what happens. You know, they're almost too, they're so young that they don't really recognize what's going on. And I think you saw it a couple of years ago with some of the A's teams that went to the playoffs where, you know, they're just playing to win that day. And, you know, there were a lot of young guys on those teams, and you're seeing it now again, and they're having some success. So I don't know if they're going out there, you know, with the intent of playing spoiler, but they, you know, do enjoy, you know, playing well against good teams, obviously.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. I mean, they're going to play the rest of the games. They're going to be very happy when it's over. It is disappointing when you don't make the playoffs, but you know, they get paid to play baseball, so all is good. Okay, Jane, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.